And then you put them clothes out that pot in that wooden tub and put cold water on them and wash them out another water. And then have your other wooden tub sitting over there with your range water in it. And put your water in there and put some bluing in it.
Rinse them twice.
And rinse them clothes, rinse them first in clear water and rinse them in that bluing water and then hang them up on the barbed wire line. You didn't know what a clothespin was.
No, you didn't. But them clothes be so white and pretty.
Well, wouldn't the barbed wire put holes in the clothes?
No, you hang them clothes on there, you got to know how to hang them up there.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't tie them up.
Didn't have no slick wire, it was barbed wire.
Barbed wire, sure was. Sure was barbed wire.
I see.
And you can hang them over there and use them barbs for clothes pins.
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't tie them.
No, they wouldn't tie them.
Mm-hmm. How did you iron that?
Had these
smoothing irons.
I
got to set up at home. Mm-hmm. And two number eights. And make a fire and put them to the fire.
See?
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. You ever see that one?
I think they're good weight, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a light. That's six. And that's five. I always had eight. That's a six, I think.
That's a six. Mm-hmm. Here.
Well, you take them and you make your fire in your fireplace. You didn't have no heaters or nothing. You had fireplace and set them irons to the fire like that. Have four of them and roll them all across there like that. And when they get hot, then you get your rag and rub that iron.
And beeswax.
And beeswax and rub that iron and then get you a wooden bowl. And put it on two chairs or put it on something else and then you go to town iron it.
Couldn't you iron
something?
You set them down in front of the fire. You wouldn't put them up on top of the fire. You have your wood cross there in that fireplace, and you just set them irons all
right
along
in front of it.
Mm-hmm. And they'd get hot sometime. You had to set them off and let them cool.
Because
it burns
your wood and scorch your bun up if you
didn't. Speaking of fireplaces, would you tell me how you start a fire and how you clean?
Oh, you had dog irons in your fireplace. It was wider than that fireplace there, whole wood about that long. And you set them dog irons, one on that side and one over there. Got a long handle out like that and it's set up here for the whole of the wood. And you get you some kindling and put in that up under there and put that wood on top of that kindling and put your little kerosene on there if you want to. Don't you start it with paper. Mm-hmm. And start that kindling, that wood will catch fire, catching burn.
House be so good and warm and heavy.
And you cut great big back logs like that. Put one on the back. And then
log.
You split some of the others and put them on the front. You put that big one back there, call that a back of log.
And hold fire all night. Mm-hmm. Get up next morning, have a great big coals and that little starch.
Start the fire every morning.
Wouldn't have much.
No, just put some kindling on there and start.
What did you say the dog irons were inside the fireplace?
Oh yeah, you put them in there. They wasn't made in there.
And what about the place there where you got that green place?
That was brick out there. That was the hearth. We call that the hearth.
He said, what about that over behind it? That used to be a farm, but it didn't stay. But that's a grate. That's a great grate.
Mm-hmm.
But them old original, them fireplaces, why did that whole silver thing along there?
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you call that place where you got the lamps and the clocks?
Chef. He's called mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. Did you used to always have a mirror up there, or was that something
no?
You got later on?
Didn't have no mirror up there. Just put your lamp up there and some more different medicines and stuff.
That's right.